We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. As infants, toddlers, small children growing up into the grade school years, we all start out as needy, dependent creatures. Without even giving it a second thought, we instinctively look to our parents for just about everything. That's the norm, the expectation with little children around the world and down through the ages. As high school students, college students, and beyond, we shift from a life of utter dependency on others to self-sufficiency. We learn to become independent, taking care of ourselves more or less. That's the norm, the expectation with our physical earthly life as adults. But we should ask, is it also the norm and expectation for adults when it comes to your spiritual heavenly life with God the Father? Jesus has an answer for that in Matthew 18, what he said to the disciples in verses 1 through 4. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The disciples were having a wrong-headed argument, which peaked at this question, who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And they were not thinking of Jesus as the king. They had one of them in mind, maybe Simon Peter. Who's the top disciple? They wanted to know. The Lord had to put a stop to this, using the living object lesson of a young child. He brought this child into their midst. Imagine a young boy, no older than 7, maybe a few years younger, let's say preschool age. He pointed to this child and said, "Be like him. If you fail, forget about greatness in the kingdom of heaven. You won't even be in the kingdom of heaven." Strong words as a lesson for them and also for us. That lesson is our theme today. When it comes to your dependence on God, act like a child in two ways. Embrace your lifelong childlike neediness with everything spiritual, and then cling to your Father who constantly gives all that you need. The Lord's example of the young child was not a lesson in humility or even childlike faith per se. It's more like owning up to a reality of how low we need to be in our spiritual neediness and dependence on God. That applies across the board. Our constant struggle with sin, our daily need to be forgiven, and our faith life too, as people belonging to God, yet picked on by the devil. The pattern is quite simple. Cling to your Heavenly Father in everything spiritual the same way that little kids cling to their parents for everything physical, like food, first aid, clothing, shelter. Well, that's easier said than done. Unlike small children naturally clinging to mom or dad, you and I do the opposite with God. Before conversion, he's our enemy. We want nothing to do with him. After as believers, we still struggle with thinking of ourselves as independent and acting that way toward the Lord. Thinking of ourselves as spiritually self-sufficient, even having the same pride as the disciples did that day. We too become inflated with a sense of self-importance, even self-righteousness. We have to be turned, pulled away from that kind of thinking, and made to realize that we are always like a child in our dependence on God and His grace. After all, we continue to sin and can't do anything to fix that. When facing temptations, we can't beat a single one of them on our own. When doubts arise, you can't turn those off with an act of your will. We all are stuck in this state of vulnerability that only God can fix. And that's okay. Embrace it. Embrace it by confessing and then clinging to the Lord who provides Jesus to atone for all your sins. Then His forgiveness, announced freely in the gospel, along with the Holy Spirit and His power to strengthen your faith and help you with every aspect of your Christian life. No matter how old we get, we never outgrow this vulnerable dependency driving us back to God over and over, again and again. We've arrived at the answer to the disciples' question, by the way. Much to everyone's surprise, Jesus says that when you act like a child by clinging to your Heavenly Father, you are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That greatness is measured on a scale of incredible value, the value that God puts on each one of you by having His Son live and die in your place. This path to greatness ultimately brings you and me to eternal life with Him, with our Lord. On that we depend. May the Lord make it so. To Him we cling like a little child. May the Lord make it so. In Jesus' saving name, amen. We'll close this morning with hymn 433, stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 6. Stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 6, hymn 433.